Later today, we get the highly anticipated European Central Bank policy decision. The central bank is widely expected to cut rates for the fourth time this year. The consensus has been calling for a 25 basis point rate cut, though there have been some calls for a more aggressive 50 basis point rate reduction. Given that President Lagarde has often been quoted as saying monetary policy will remain sufficiently restrictive for as long as necessary, we have a hard time seeing the central bank going with a larger 50 basis point move. The ECB will, of course, have the added stress of dealing with political instability in France and Germany, though ultimately, we believe things have calmed down on that front enough to the point where the worst of fears have been averted. So it feels like a 25 basis point move will be appropriate given inflation that has been persistently below target and growth metrics that have been stagnating. As far as what to expect from the euro goes, we always believe this comes down to the balance of risk. And considering the balance of risk heading into the decision with so much dovishness priced in, short of a 50 basis point move, it'll be hard for the ECB to exceed dovish expectations, if even to match them. This suggests that the balance of risk is favoring the bigger move for the euro to be to the upside rather than the downside at this point. Longer-term technicals would argue the same, with the euro trading down at major support and in position to once again be well supported for a big push back to the top side. It'll take a weekly close back below the yearly low from November to negate this outlook. That's all for now.